Our guest in the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Dr. Velvet Womack, with Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. I have an awesome, delicious, sweet treat for those that love chocolate.
And with Valentine's on the horizon, that's very timely.
So, absolutely.
So that works out great. So Valentine's Day is coming up. And, of course, the traditional thing, especially for men giving to women, husbands to wives, what have you, is candy.
Yep, a box of chocolate.
And it's usually chocolate. And so the thing is, the good news is that there's a particular kind of chocolate that really is extremely good for you.
Yeah, and if you really want to give somebody a really nice treat for Valentine's, let it be a healthy treat, too.
Yeah, so dark chocolate.
Yes.
And we have an article here, and this is from beatcancer.org, so that ties it in right away with combating cancer. But dark chocolate, as opposed to milk chocolate, which is what most people are familiar with.
Right.
Dark chocolate has all, we're just have a long list here of health benefits of dark chocolate.
Right. The antioxidants, cardiovascular health. It even helps protect diabetes. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think about that when you're thinking about candy or something mm-hmm. sweet like that, especially chocolate. But it's been recorded for diabetic protection, anti-cancer, beat cancer. So it has some cancer beating agents in it.
Well, the anti-cancer folks are putting that out. Now, there's not as many dark chocolate products out there as there are milk chocolate products. Yeah. But I suppose that you can find them if you look for them. I know just off the top of my head, going into a grocery store or what have you, I could probably find Hershey's dark chocolate, mm-hmm. which is very good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can find a heart-shaped box of it or not.
Right.
But there are dark chocolate products out there.
Yeah. I mean, Endangered Species is one. Amazon is another one. And they're not, they're going to be in specialty stores as well. So, and then when you look at their particular brand, their dark chocolate is graded in percentage. So you could get a 55% dark, a 79% dark. When you start getting up a little bit higher, it gets really bitter, but there are higher dark chocolates too.
Endangered Species is a brand.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And when you say Amazon, you're referring to Amazon.com?
No, Amazon is also a brand.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But it made me think, I'm sure you could get all kinds of dark chocolate products online.
Oh, absolutely.
As well, order it, and you got plenty of time to order that. So that's something to think about. I have had dark chocolate a number of times. I prefer milk chocolate. That's what I'm accustomed to. It's sweeter. But dark chocolate is quite good. I mean, it's not like it's not sweet. It's just slightly not as sweet.
Well, and because of that, you're only going to eat a little bit mm-hmm. of it too. But it is very satisfying, and it does have that sweetness like you're talking about. But the other benefit of the dark chocolate is that even people who have like dairy allergies, a lot of times when they put a little piece of chocolate in their mouth, they'll start getting the congestion mm-hmm. because of that mixture mm-hmm. with that chocolate, the sugar, and mm-hmm. the milk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Velvet Womack with Balanced Nutrition, our wellness commentator, and we're talking about the benefits of dark chocolate, in particular with Valentine's Day on the horizon. So some of the health benefits, and there's just a long list of them in here, building resistance and fighting fatigue, mm-hmm. increasing brain injury, or
energy. Yeah, maybe we need some dark chocolate there, John Mark.
No doubt. Dark chocolate is an antioxidant, and we hear all the good things about antioxidants.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's helping to eat up those free radicals, those things that actually damage our cells and our DNAs.
As we said, there are anti-cancer benefits of dark chocolate. This is coming again from a website called beatcancer.org, and helps lower the risk of lung, prostate, and skin cancer, among other things. So that is another benefit. Can you do some cooking with with dark chocolate?
You can. And as I said before, with the grade, the percentage of it. So some things will be better cooked with the maybe the 55%. When you get into the dark chocolate, it tends to be a little bitter. So to offset that, you're adding a lot of sugar and other ingredients to it. So it actually is better not to be cooking with that. You can.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an acquired taste, but you don't want to offset the benefits of it.
I see. So probably a better bet to get some product that has been manufactured as candy, but dark chocolate candy. Well, again, always you have to say when you talk about something like this, you don't want to go overboard.
Well, and I like this article for that reason, too, because in the very end of it, they were talking about that when you start taking in a lot of the chocolate, that they have health benefits, but it can cause dehydration. So if that's the case, then it can cause constipation, which isn't good. Mm. And then also, it's caffeine-like. So substance with the dark chocolate, it can actually increase your level of cortisone and stress hormones. So that's why you want to take this chocolate in moderation.
Okay, so we have a really good suggestion for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
As an alternative to a big box of chocolate, and wow, you know, that's very, very tasty, but you know, I don't know if anybody really needs to consume a big box of chocolate.
Well, if you want to woo your girlfriend or your wife, get some strawberries and dip them into the dark chocolate.
There's another way to consume it. Velvet, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
You're welcome.
Dr. Velvet Womack with Balanced Nutrition, our wellness commentator. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KEDR.